Fox Pop, leveling 16.
Tower to Bank, over 337.
337 for Bravo Fox Pop.
Hey, 3000, left turn, 110.
Roger that. We've got two guys talking, Podcast Network, ready for a takeoff.
Roger that, two guys talking, you are good to go.
Good evening, lads and lassies. Come on into the castle. Warm your toes by the fire. Tonight we're going to talk about a road not traveled. I just want to make sure I understand the plan, Stan. We are in a recession, which is ordinarily a part of normal economic cycles with the passage of time. This time we are approaching a 9% national unemployment rate as firms continue to fail and or downsize with the struggling economy. The housing bubble has burst, decimating real estate nest eggs for people who counted on their home equity as a major cushion. Many retirees, having been hit with major financial losses in their retirement funds, have either returned to work or are considering it. The folks who, for now at least, have a solid job to depend on are diminishing their optional spending and increasing their savings. This means eating out less, buying fewer nice things, planning travel to conserve gas costs, eliminating non-essential monthly expenses wherever possible, clipping more coupons, if you can find them, and so forth. So against this backdrop, Uncle Sam has become the majority stockholder for the lion's share of our American automobile industry to ensure that they survive and are restored to financial health. This is to be accomplished by manufacturing smaller vehicles and changing motor designs for the vehicles so that they begin to deliver satisfactory mileage without adding more pollutants to our atmosphere. Note, these requirements and specifications are to be established and enforced by the same government that now oversees the manufacturer of the cars. In the meantime, Joe Sixpack and John the Plumber, having taken all the steps they could to save money, as outlined at the start of this review, have just learned that their existing vehicle, an SUV with all the bells and whistles, has depreciated even more since last year and may even be worth less than is still owed on it. He is going to be instrumental in saving the car companies. He is going to go from a fully loaded SUV to a compact or subcompact hybrid vehicle that costs between $27,000 and $38,000. He's going to make this move, which includes taking a major hit on the trade of his SUV because he may get a $1,500 tax break for buying one of the new earth-friendly cars. He is going to increase his debt substantially because it's the American thing to do. Because if he doesn't, more people in the auto industry will lose their jobs. But wait, we have the promise of the plug-in car. You know, you plug it in your garage when you get home, then take it out the next day, run 50 miles at between 50 and 60 miles per hour, and return home in the evening just in time for a recharge. These cars will, of course, be much smaller than our existing vehicles, and because there are so few of them, will cost between $30,000 and $40,000 each, but you will get a tax break for buying one. In doing so, you will help break the stranglehold of foreign oil and deliver a much cleaner atmosphere to your fellow man, right? Of course, these thousands of electric cars that get plugged in every night will depend on electricity from existing coal and nuclear power plants. Well, actually no. We'll have to build quite a few more power plants to to meet these new power demands, but their emissions will surely be under control, right? So, a guy who isn't sure he will still have his job next year, who lost 8 to 10% of his home equity, 10 to 35% of his 401 or stock plans, has to pick up more of his company's health care costs, and probably owes more than his existing vehicle is worth, this guy is going to save the economy and the auto industry? I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. A degree in marketing, perhaps? A certificate from Big Picture 101? Oh yeah, I forgot. It's the rich seniors who are going to save the day. They are going to give up their paid-for or leased Lincoln Town Cars, RVs, SUVs, Jaguars, Cadillacs, and other luxury vehicles so they can get 40 miles per gallon and only take two friends along on their outing. Okay, now I understand.
Thank you.